NASA's Galileo spacecraft will take its final pictures today when it makes its last flyby of one of Jupiter's moons. The spacecraft will continue scientific observations until September of 2003, when it is scheduled to slam into Jupiter. Galileo has been sending images back to Earth since 1989. Joining me now is Dr. Keith Knoll, an astronomer at the Space Telescope Science Institute at Johns Hopkins University. Good morning, Dr. Knoll.
Good morning.
Tell us, what are some of Galileo's most important achievements?
It's hard to list. I've been thinking about this overnight, and there's so many that it's hard to come up with just one. But if I had to list some of the most important, it would be the discoveries of magnetic fields, the evidence for oceans under several of the satellites. Those are very important.
But it wasn't able to do everything that it set out to do, was it? What happened?
No, it's easy to forget because we see these results coming back on a regular basis that Galileo is a crippled spacecraft. The main antenna never opened, and so we've had to find ways to send data back with the backup antenna, which is a very, very slow, small antenna.
Now, it was originally supposed to take pictures or take films, I guess, that had like a motion picture kind of quality. Is that right?
Part of the plan was to take a whole series of pictures that would be, in effect, a movie, especially of Jupiter's rotation. So that was one of the things that was lost. But I think that through cleverness and extending the mission and finding ways to get more out of the spacecraft and the downlinks, Galileo did achieve virtually all of its scientific objectives.
What are some of the images that stand out in your mind that have been have come back from Galileo?
I was looking through their image gallery yesterday, and I picked out a couple that really strike me as special images. There's one of Jupiter's volcanic moon Io that shows a scene of an active eruption going on. If you look at it, what it looks like is if you've been in an airplane flying over the desert and you look out, it looks something like that. There's a scene with this sort of golden yellow color that characterizes Io, and there's a couple of black pits that almost look like lakes scattered here and there. There's mesas, there's hills, and then in the upper left-hand corner in one of these black depressions, which is shaped almost like a crescent shape, you see this reddish glow that indicates where the infrared camera detected very high emission. And this is molten lava that has come to the surface.
Why won't Galileo be taking any more pictures at all, even though it's going to be still in space for another year or so?
As it orbits Jupiter, it spends most of its time away from the satellites. It goes on these big loops around that take a couple of months, and during most of that time, this small antenna is downloading the data. And this is the last fling.
Okay, thanks very much, Dr. Knoll. Dr. Keith Knoll is an astronomer at the Space Telescope Science Institute at Johns Hopkins University.